You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
The Blurred Nerds podcast is sponsored by Sweatpants and Coffee, home of the Real Anxiety Blob. Find them on the web at www.sweatpantsandcoffee.com. You're listening to the Blurred Nerds podcast, part of the ESO Network, brought to you by GVTV and the Geek Ventures.
Welcome to the Blurred Nerd podcast, everybody. This episode is a little different. On episode 262, I'm the Geek Father, and we're joined with a guest host filling in for a little bit, Courtney.
Hi.
Hey, Courtney. Hello. We like to refer to her as Deadlift, at least I do, because she's strong and she's got it going on. And we've got some big news in this episode, folks. Big news on both sides. San Diego Comic-Con, Marvel is killing it. We're going to discuss that and all the news for the end of Phase 4 and the beginnings of Phase 5 of the MCU. Can you believe it? Phase 5 is coming up already.
Yeah, Marvel dropped a hammer.
Yeah, we're only, almost 20 years into this son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Started this in 2008 and it's 2022 and they're still going strong. And some other news that, we're going to start the show with after we discuss things a little bit is Vince McMahon retiring.
Oh, yes.
From the WWE.
Speaking of dropping a hammer.
Yeah, yeah.
He just up and sent a tweet and just retired at the age of 77 and just said, I'm done.
Just deuces. But peace out. Well, we're going to explain why he did that. At least the reasoning we think why he did that.
Yeah.
But first off, let's catch up with Deadlift. What have you been up to lately?
Well, it's been a while. It's been a long time since I've talked to you guys.
Long time.
Yeah, it has been. I want to say last time was probably a couple, I want to say maybe it's been about a year or so. I've recently taken a position as a nanny for my sister. So I get to spend the days with my amazing 9-month-old nephew. So that's awesome. So
baby.
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
Just a bunch of goo-goos and gaga's and pooping and peeping and all that stuff.
Oh, yep.
Has he tried to pee on you yet?
Oh, multiple times. Yeah. I'm used to it by now. Yep.
My nephews, I remember, he's a almost 30-year-old grown adult now, but when he was a baby, could you change his diaper for me? I'm like, oh, no, I don't want to. Because, men and changing diapers, it's like pulling teeth. She's like, my sister's like, just do it. All right, fine, okay. So I'm changing his diaper, a little baby pee-pee. And, it's just sticking out there. You take the diaper off. And they're like little ninjas, man. Mm-hmm. They just wait for it. And pee, a little stream. And you're like trying to be like Neo, trying to dodge, like slow-mo the
right.
You're a nanny for your nephew now. How's that working for family, though, your sister?
Oh, it's working out great. She absolutely loves it. She loves the fact that I'm getting this bond with him. She loves the fact that she's got somebody that she can trust taking care of, her baby.
Child care is it's a huge responsibility. And especially if you're a parent, finding someone, either whether it be through daycare or a nanny or, grandpa and grandma, whoever, someone to take care of your child while you still have to be in the workforce.
Yeah.
It's one of those rules of adulting that suck.
Yeah.
That no one tells you about when you're a child. You're just like, I want to be a grown up.
Yeah, they lied.
They lied to us. It's like Grandma of Tarkin. She lied. She lied to us.
Totally.
My mother never told me anything about this. Damn that woman. Well, that's good. That sounds like that's a positive thing.
So In other news,
I'm
a lady.
Oh no!
Yeah, no, it's okay. It's okay. It's good. It's a good thing.
Is it?
But I'm out there looking to mingle.
out in them streets looking
to get
down.
No.
Trying to get back in the dating scene, figure dudes out again.
It's hard as an older adult.
Tell me about it. Tell me about my dating exploits have not been good. I was on a few dating websites and it's either they're scamming you or you're just dredging up the most bottom levels of and every time I look at, like, I'm on Bumble, and every time I look at, you know, some lady's profile, it's always like, I love to hike and love to camp and like to kill things. You know, it's always like, that's not anything I suggested I wanted. And like, I'm like, I like to Netflix and chill, and I like nerd shit and sci-fi and all that stuff. And I like my women tall, you know, if they could be above like 5'6", 5'7", I like the statuesque women. And every time I see one, it's like 5'4", 4'11". I'm like, no, conservative, no. God-fearing, no, you know, like, that's none of the stuff I asked for. You know, like, I like to hike and I like to do this. I'm like, you know, as someone who's got disabilities, I'm like, hiking, no. Outdoorsy, not really. You know, so it's I give up, I quit.
it's definitely difficult. I even tried Star Trek dating.
Oh, did you?
I did.
How'd that work out? Every guy you came across was like, live long and prosper.
it was more like, captain exploring the galaxies, looking for my number one.
Oh God.
That's, you know,
so cheesy.
It was so cheesy.
Some guy was like, I'm captain. Like, he was like, you know, Zap Brannigan. That's what I'm picturing. I'm Zap Brannigan, looking for my number one, you know, like, oh God.
And a lot of them were like TOS only. And I'm like, well, you know, I love TOS, but I'm, you know, a huge, you know, Next Generation fan. So,
and you know, when they say TOS only, they probably are like 60 years old, you know, trying to play like they're young. You're like, TOS, who remembers the original series? You're like, I'm Next Generation, bitch. What's wrong with you? TOS only.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So,
all right.
So needless to say, I'm going to, you know, try some other things and see how things happen organically. We'll see. I don't know.
Yeah. The days of trying to meet somebody just out and about in the streets, you know, like my mother used to always say, you gotta meet a nice lady. Grocery store or in church. I'm like, well, if I step a foot in a church, I'll probably catch on fire.
Right.
I feel like going to church to meet a woman is the wrong reason to go to church. A grocery store, I'm like, I get my groceries delivered. Oh, waste time going to a grocery store. I don't know. Yeah, I feel you. I imagine it's got to be tougher for women. Like, just out there in the dating scene, women, because I'm a man and I know men are, we're terrible. We're back. But anyway, well, I hope everything works out for you, and I hope you freaking find
same for that. You.
Well, yeah, we'll see. I'm looking for that magical nerd lady who can recite, you know, all the lines from Empire Strikes Back by heart, and then I'll be like, I'm in.
They're out there.
They're out there.
I know they're.
Just gotta find one that isn't already hooked up. All right,
let's get to it.
First bit of news. Vince McMahon retiring as WWE chairman and CEO.
Yes.
Signaling a massive shift in pro wrestling. The man who basically nearly single-handedly molded pro wrestling into the juggernaut that it is today is hung up his belt, so to speak.
He placed his boot in the center of the ring.
And just stepped out over those ropes for the last time.
Yeah.
So I'm reading from an ESPN.com article. This is how big this news is, that it's actually on ESPN.
ESPN.
Mm-hmm. They're covering it. The most important person in the history of professional wrestling is handing over the reins. Now it says Vince McMahon, World Wrestling Entertainment chairman and CEO, announced Friday in a WWE news release that the 76-year-old McMahon further announced that his daughter, Stephanie, and current WWE president, Nick Khan will be taking over as co-CEOs. Stephanie McMahon, who has been acting as interim CEO, will also take over as chairwoman, according to the McMahon statement.
Yes.
It's nice that, you know, a lady's in charge now.
Yeah, it's nice also that, you know, he's keeping it in the family. Somebody who's known the business, somebody who's been around, somebody who's seen the business.
On both sides, in and out of the ring.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Somebody who's known the roster, somebody who's, been around these wrestlers, who knows what they're going through. That's nice. But, let's talk about a little bit about why he's possibly stepping down.
Like a lot of other men in the Me Too era.
Some
things have surfaced that are not so good on their behalf. And Vince McMahon is no different. And he seems like the kind of guy this happened to. There are some sexual assault allegations.
There's also some hush money allegations.
That he paid to cover up said sexual assault allegations. And all that news came to light. And I guess in order to avoid maybe the heat on, WWE and himself specifically, he was like, "Oh, I'm retiring." He's like, "Yeah, no, you were probably forced to. You were probably given a choice. Oh, you either retire or, we're going to drag the WWE into your mess."
Yeah. And I guess to keep it as a family company, as they do, as a, presenting this as a family company, he's got to just step down, move away from it, keep it out of the spotlight.
Yeah.
But it is in the spotlight.
Makes me wonder, though, if he really is stepping down. Thank you. Tried to mute myself, but I missed the mute button. You guys got a sneeze there from the Geek Father. Yeah, I was saying, maybe it makes me wonder if he's really stepping down or if he's going to be like Shadow CEO still given
that's a good question
behind the scenes. It just sounds like, because I watch wrestling, I grew up on wrestling, I haven't really kept up with it because I grew up and became an adult, and it just kind of lost the magic after The Rock left. The wrestling was never be the same, would never be better than it was when The Rock, Triple H, Stone Cold, when they were all vying for the title. And they were they were beating the shit out of each other. That was when it was magic,
Yes, it was definitely a magical time.
I grew up with WrestleMania when WrestleMania started, and Hulk Hogan when he body slammed Andre the Giant. And I was a fan of Hogan and Ultimate Warrior and Hacksaw Jim Duggan and Jimmy Superfly Snuka, all the dudes back in the day. I was just like, I couldn't miss it. I watched all the wrestling. I watched the GLOW, Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. It was my jam. It was my jam. And it was just like, I don't know, just lost that interest somewhere in there. My friends are all still into it, and obviously you're into it.
Yep, still am. Still every Monday and Friday night. And then of course I've gotten into AEW and Ring of Honor. I still keep up with all the wrestling.
All the wrestling.
There's absolutely
nothing wrong with that, man. That's dope. So how do you think this is going to affect the wrestling and how everything, I guess, plays out going forward?
Well, I think it'll definitely play an interesting part in who will be the next superstars, because Vince McMahon had such a heavy hand in, like, he loved Brock Lesnar. Right now he's loving Theory. He loves Bobby Lashley. So he's made sure that those guys got the title opportunities. Those guys got the, the time, the screen time, the main events. Like Theory right now got the Money in the Bank, where right now he's one of the, the biggest heels in WWE. But yet he's one of McMahon's proteges. So it's definitely going to be interesting to see who now is going to be considered now going to be like the favorites or going to be upcoming the superstars, who they're going to sign, who they're going to promote, who they're going to let win the titles. Those are going to be definitely going to be some of the things to watch out for now. So
do you think there's going to be a lot more emphasis on female wrestlers and them giving more opportunities since Stephanie is going to be CEO now?
I definitely think that the female locker room is definitely going to shift, and it's definitely going to be,
a safer, little bit more. That's for one. Not going to be Vince, you know, lurking and leering and trying to force some of them to have oral sex with them. That's one of the allegations that's going out there. Yeah, Vince McMahon is, as much as credit he's given to, you know, bringing wrestling to where it is today, multi-billion-dollar industry, he's also kind of a dick.
Yep.
Bit of a douchebag.
Very much so.
Yeah, so I don't feel bad for him. And
I'm actually
happy that Stephanie, because I got to say, I remember when she was in the ring wrestling and she'd come out and it was like, Stephanie McMahon, Vince McMahon's daughter. And I don't know, she's pretty well built. I got to say, she's an attractive woman and I never minded watching her in the ring doing her thing.
Yeah, no. She's definitely, I think she's got it going on.
Isn't she married to Triple H?
Yes, she is. Yeah, they're married in real life.
That's sweet. That is dope. Ah, so your wrestling is going to be a little different, ladies and gentlemen. That's a big thing, man. I thought he was going to like die as CEO.
Right.
I mean, he doesn't look 77 either. I guess it's all them steroids.
No. A lot of plastic surgery too.
A lot of plastic surgery and plastic surgery and roids, baby. It's the only way to live life. Stay jacked, stay tight. It's the only way to be, the only way to live life. Tell you what.
Yeah. It was funny also, because there's a couple times lately he's walked down to the ring to introduce Monday Night Raw and Friday Night SmackDown. And watching him walk is pretty funny. I don't know if his back's not working right or if his knees aren't working right anymore. Well, but
I like any other human being who's spent time in a wrestling ring, they all have like fake hips,
yeah,
fake knees, bad ankles. He's probably got back problems, hip problems. Now, you look at like Hulk Hogan, he's had like, I think both his hips replaced, his knees, and like there was a while he was still out there trying to wrestle and he'd come out there walking around like your grandpa, just bow-legged and waddling, and you're just like, bro, just stop. But they can't. It's like any other athlete. They get hooked on it. It's like a drug. And look at Tom Brady. That motherfucker is out there, and he's 45 years old, and he's going to be slinging the rock. Just, I'm like, I guess it'd be good to have Tom Brady's life there for a minute.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind hooking up with Giselle. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, she's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous, though she does take care of all his children. So he's like, baby, I'm going to play football. I'll be back in 6 months.
Right.
She's like, okay, honey, bye. And she probably, this last season, she's probably like, motherfucker, if you don't retire and come take care of your damn kids, I'm out of here. And he's like, he was retired for 40 days and was like, nah, I'm done. I want to go back. He probably had to take care of his own kids. He's like, oh, yeah, I see why she doesn't want me to play ball anymore. Well, I got to go. These kids are driving me nuts. Or maybe he was home all the time and he drove her nuts. And she said,
right. She wasn't used to him being home.
Yeah. Like, oh, you're home all the time? Oh, you're here? Damn it. I want to just be
one more season. Give me one more season.
The kids are out of the house. I thought I was going to have a quiet time, be able to read a book, chill out. You're here and you're going to want stuff. You're going to want me to make you like a sandwich or something. God, go back and play football, damn it.
Right.
Yeah. I bet our listeners are like, Jesus Christ, they're talking about sports ball. They lost us. I don't know what's going on.
They lost us, right. What
is this? Wrestling and sports ball. This isn't the Blurred Nerd Podcast.
Well, let's get to some nerd talk.
We will get to the Nerd Talk San Diego Comic-Con information shortly after these messages. So we come back, we will get all on that news.
Coming this summer to a podcast near you. Be prepared for the return of
The Jedi.
No, the return of
The King.
No, the return of
Swamp Thing?
You are such an idiot. The return of
The Monster Sci-Fi Show.
Yes, it's coming back and it's about time.
The Monster Sci-Fi Show is part of the Rebel Alliance, part of Your Complete Breakfast, and part of the ESO Network. It's sci-fi from a certain point of view.
The Blurred Nerds podcast is sponsored by Sweatpants and Coffee, where you'll find everything from thought-provoking personal essays, recipes from the Catastrophe Kitchen, themed Spotify playlists, new book reviews, and more. Want to join the coziest corner on the net? Send in your submission today at www.sweatpantsandcoffee.com/write-for-us.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning back in after we left you some ads and promos. It keeps the lights on. We are going to discuss the big news, the big news, the nerd news, the stuff that we all care about as geeks in this universe. San Diego Comic-Con, and more specifically, Marvel basically owning Hall H this weekend. Now,
Hall H is the mecca of San Diego Comic-Con.
If you've ever been, you know about Hall H. That's 6,000 person capacity mega room where anyone who's anybody has anything to announce or anything coming up, they schedule it in Hall H to get all the peepers and eyes on it. And Marvel is no different. This year, they had so much to announce, a lot of it dealing with the tail end of phase 4 of the MCU and the layout beginnings of the phase 5. That's right, folks. We're already talking about phase five of the MCU. Now, all this information we're getting is from Gizmodo.com. They had an intrepid reporter who got into Hall H for the Marvel panels. Breaking it down, man. They're breaking it down big time. It's a lot of big news we're going to cover, folks. So this article is from James Whitbrook. He's an intrepid reporter. He's done such hard legwork to get us this news. It's like in Star Wars where Mon Mothma's like, many Bothans died to bring us this information. He didn't die, folks. No, he didn't really die, but. Now, the panel kicked off with the formal debut of Phase 5 schedule, which will conclude with Black Panther, Wakanda Forever!
Release. Yes. Oh, and that trailer.
Oh, yes. And they released a trailer, which is available online. And it is very emotional because it does allude to the death of T'Challa, as we, you know, they pay tribute to Chadwick Boseman, who we tragically lost.
Yes.
Cancer. I still can't watch Black Panther. I just can't bring myself to watch it. And I'm going to have a hard time bringing myself to watch Black Panther Wakanda Forever. The trailer looks great. It does allude to T'Challa's death. And because there was like some scenes where there was a funeral procession. And it looked like his mother had taken over as queen for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if Shuri is going to be anointed as next in line to become the Black Panther, or I don't know, but they showed the Dora Milaje, and just they're always badass.
Yes. And just and beautiful and stunning. And
it showed Wakanda, which is one of my favorite settings of the MCU. Yeah. And it showed finally Namor the Submariner. Mm-hmm. Oh, if people don't know, Wakanda and Atlantis in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, in Marvel continuity, have been at odds. They're like warring countries. They don't like each other. And hopefully we're going to see a bit of that friction in this. But yeah, so they showed off Namor, which I was like, I'm in. I need this in and about my eyes immediately. Now there are some more details. It's not just Black Panther Wakanda Forever.
Right.
They've announced a bunch of stuff and the release dates. Mm-hmm. We've got Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, debuts February 17th, 2023. Mm-hmm. And that's, we're going to see Kang the Conqueror legit for the first time. Like before we saw him in Loki season one,
right.
he was like He Who Remains. He wasn't really Kang. We're going to finally see Kang as we need to see Kang, the badass.
Yes.
The big bad for phase five.
So Ant-Man kicks off phase five.
Is Black Panther Wakanda Forever closes out phase four.
Phase four.
Mm-hmm. Ant-Man kicks off phase five. Then we've got Secret Invasion, which has also been
talked about, but nobody was really sure if it was really going to happen or not.
Yeah.
And they dropped it.
They've been secretive on Secret Invasion.
Yes.
And it's going to be on Disney Plus, spring 2023. That one's going to focus on, you know, good old Nick Fury and this, you know, Skrulls.
Mm-hmm.
Not all the Skrulls are good Skrulls. There's going to be some bad Skrulls, and they're going to have infiltrated high levels of our government and our heroes. And it's all going to be about who's who and who's a Skrull and who's not. We don't know. We're going to find out, man.
Yeah.
Spring 2023. And we've got Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, which is May 5th, 2023. We'll be in theaters. And we're finally going to see the debut of Adam Warlock.
Yes.
Yeah. Will Poulter. That's got swole. He got jacked, and he's going to be Adam Warlock. Finally, pay off that post-credit scene. Years ago.
So. Right, it does feel like years ago. And James Gunn also said that we're also going to get a little bit of a backstory of Rocket, find out a little bit more about him and what's going on.
Excellent. Most excellent. That sounds dope. I can't wait. I do love Guardians of the Galaxy. Loki,
huge fan.
Loki season two, summer 2023 on Disney Plus. We're going to see the fallout from the end of season one where, what's her name? The female Loki. She stabbed He Who Remains and basically fucked up the timeline and everything went off kilter. And, you know, Loki comes back to a different TVA. No one remembers him. And instead of the tribunal, it's just a statue of Kang. And we're going to find out, oh shit, what did they do? And what if things have changed and how's he going to fix it? And what are we're just going to find out what more shenanigans Loki can get into. And so then we've got Echo, summer 2023 on Disney Plus. That's going to be about the Echo character's name, who was a disciple of the Kingpin. And if you watched Hawkeye, end of season one, she shot him in the face and was like, screw you. You lied. You killed my father. So, pow. Don't worry, folks. Kingpin's not dead. He's coming back. He's coming back. If you've read the comic, he did get shot in the face, in the eye or something. He wore an eye patch, got some plastic surgery. And, you know, it's comics, and he was fine.
Yeah.
He shrugged it off. It was just a flesh wound. It's just a flesh wound. Right. I'll have your leg. Anyway. So then we've got The Marvels. July 28th, 2023 will be in theaters. That is going to be about Captain Marvel, Ms. Marvel, and Photon. All, I guess, gathering together, teaming up to kick some ass. I'm sure they'll be
against a big baddie.
I don't really have a lot of details on it, but
yeah, they're real hush on that one. They really didn't release a lot of information on that one.
Yeah, but if you saw the post credit on Ms. Marvel season one, and it showed Ms. Marvel gets sucked in some vortex and out popped Captain Marvel, you know, Carol Danvers, and she's just like, "Holy shit! What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Where am I? why are these walls covered with pictures of me? What? So we're going to find out what happened first off to Ms. Marvel and why that happened and what Photon, if you remember from WandaVision,
yes,
what she has to do with all this, because her and Captain Marvel don't get along.
Right.
Because Photon blames Captain Marvel for her mother's death from cancer and why she didn't visit her while she was dying, you know, laying in that bed dying. So we're going to, that's going to be some resolution to that drama. We're going to find out. And I'm here for it. And we've got finally, Mahershala Ali finally debuts as Blade November 3rd, 2023.
Which I'm excited for.
I know. Since they announced it, it feels like, what was that, 2018? It feels like it's just, I'm like, oh, you guys announced this stuff so far out. And then we get all excited because we're nerds. And then we're like, yes, yes.
And then it's like, wait, you got to wait another.
Yeah. Wait. We're going to announce it, but we're going to make them wait 5 years before, you know, they even get a chance to see it. And you're just like, now, if you were paying attention to the end of the Eternals post-credit scene, you heard Mahershala Ali. You heard Blade. You didn't see him because Dane Whitman was about to touch the, I guess, his family's magical sword that would turn him into Black Knight or something.
Right.
And Blade was like, are you sure you want to do that? Like, you heard him, and it's like, what? What does he have to do with this? Why is? Oh, I gotta wait. So hopefully, we're gonna find out the resolution to that in Blade, November 3rd,
yes,
next year. And then we have Ironheart, which is a series I've been looking forward to big time. And that's gonna be fall 2023 on Disney Plus. That is gonna be covering the debut and rise of Riri Williams, who is a super intelligent engineer, much like Tony Stark. She builds her own Iron Man style armor. And makes me wonder if she will have any connection to the Armor Wars.
Oh.
Is gonna be on Disney Plus as well. It's not, they don't show it in this list, but it's coming. I mean, it was announced previously, so. Makes me wonder if she will, her character will first be introduced in that, or she'll be introduced in Ironheart first and then participate in Armor Wars.
Well, that's a good question. That'll definitely be interesting to see what dynamic they throw that into.
You know what also makes you think? Also makes me think, you remember when Tony Stark was talking to those, was it MIT students or whatever?
Uh-huh.
And he was like, he's showing off that barf that, you know,
oh yeah,
and he was showing his memory of his and his family and his parents, and then he's like, oh, everybody gets a scholarship and all your projects are fully funded.
Oh.
Makes me wonder if Riri Williams was in the audience and she got like her project fully funded, and her project happened to be make some Iron Man armor.
Oh, that's a good question. I wonder if that'll be the little tie in there.
Right, it's just the Geek Father theory. It's just me spitballing. Makes me wonder.
Well, you're right. We'll find out.
We will. You only have to wait till fall next year, folks, to see if the Geek Father nailed it or not. And then we've got Agatha, Coven of Chaos.
Which I'm excited to see.
Which will be the winter 2023 on Disney Plus. Yes, we'll see Agatha. It was Agatha all along.
All along.
Yeah, we last left her. She was put into the, what's the name of that town? She was trapped there. I forget. But yeah, Wanda trapped her there in the Hex. But then Wanda left. And then now we assume Wanda has, I don't know if she's dead. She's probably not dead. But something has happened to her where that Hex gets released. And I'm sure Agatha is going to snap back to her senses and be like, that bitch.
Yeah.
or be like, or either it's going to be like, you know, we're going to find out how she became the Agatha we know and love, or what's happened to her since. We don't know.
They didn't release a lot of information again on this one. They didn't release a trailer.
Yeah. This is all stuff that's like way down the line. We're going to remind you of it. And you're going to forget about it. And, you know, 6 months from the premiere of it, you're going to be like, oh shit. And we're going to start seeing trailers, you know, beginning of 2023. We'll see. We'll see. Then next up is one I'm super excited for because I love me some Captain America. Captain America, New World Order, which is May
3rd. I'm excited for this one.
I know, right? Problem is, it won't release till May 3rd, 2024. And it's a full almost 2 years from now. And yeah, problem is, Geek Father gets excited. I got like a nerd boner right now for this because I love Captain America. I have since forever. I read the comics. He's my jam. And finally, I'm like, finally, yes, a fucking Black Captain America.
Yes, we finally get to see Anthony Mackie.
Yes.
You know, take Sam over.
Sam Wilson got handed the shield after the first season of, Falcon and the Winter Soldier. He fought, he just struggled with the mantle of like a black man being the symbol for America, you know, because as much as we love America, it ain't always good to black people historically, you know. There's been a few issues, we'll say. So now he is the symbol of American freedom and exceptionalism and truth, justice, and America, you know. All right, do it. Get a beer. Let's get her done. He's going to be the guy now, and he's going to be in the suit, the wings, and the shield, and we're going to find out who he ends up fighting and who the villain is, and I'm sure come, you know, early 2024, we're going to start seeing trailers for it, so we just got to wait, folks. Till then, we're going to see a bunch of probably set photos and leaks and all kinds of
business. Oh, yes.
All kinds of business. And then we're not done. There's still a couple more.
Oh, no, there's still more. They've dropped some more.
Yeah. More. Daredevil Born Again.
Yeah.
Which will be spring 2024 on Disney Plus. The rumor is
18 episodes.
18 episodes? I saw that, I was like, that can't.
That's excessive.
That can't be possible. Like, it just can't be possible. 18 episodes.
Unless they're like 20 minute episodes.
Well, I mean, to have Disney Plus commit to more than 6 hours of programming on an MCU show, like 18 episodes, like 18 hours of programming that you guys will have to have. Please don't pull us on Netflix on us and then, you know, start out with a couple of really great episodes and then in the middle be like a bunch of slow ass, boring ass episodes.
Right.
You're just like,
that's a lot of content.
Let me fast forward to the last few episodes.
That's got to be a lot of content. I mean, what are they going to cover in 18 episodes?
I don't know, man. But Disney is putting themselves on the spot with that one. That is ambitious, and we won't know if it pays off until freaking spring 2024.
I know.
This stuff is great yet sucks at the same time because you're just stuck waiting. But we're nerds, right? That's what we do. We wait.
Mm-hmm.
We stand in line. We wait. We wait for the release of toys. We wait. We wait. We wait. We wait. And it sucks. But then it's our lot in life. It's how we do. So finally, we have Thunderbolts.
Yes.
It is a team up. I'm hoping it is going to be, I don't know how they're going to do this because they're calling it the Thunderbolts because the team is named after Thaddeus Thunderbolt Ross, who was historically one of the Hulk's greatest nemeses, who eventually turned himself into the Red Hulk. They're not doing that in the MCU. They turned Thaddeus Thunderbolt Ross into, he went from general to the Secretary of Defense or whatever, Secretary of State. And William Hurt, tragically, sadly, passed away this past year. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if they're going to keep calling it the Thunderbolts in his memory or how it's going to work, who's going to be in charge of that team. Is it going to be Val now?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Maybe her and Thunderbolt Ross were in cahoots and we're not going to find out.
Yeah, so it's going to be another one of those years where we're just going to have to wait and see.
Yeah.
But the Thunderbolts ends phase 5.
It does. It closes out phase 5. So that is just about, I'm sure, the entirety of phase 5. So, I mean, guys, you got to be ready. And of course, that's not all. That's not all. There's just more, because Marvel, God, I love them. You remember, did you read Marvel comics when you were a kid, when you were growing up?
I read some of them. Yes, I did.
Well, I was a junkie. I remember being 7 years old, moving to San Antonio, Texas. And I was a bored kid, lost all my friends again because a military brat, moved all the time. Didn't want to make friends. Mom saw I was sad. She's like, you know what? I got to do something with this kid. So at the time, my older sister was getting into modeling. She was like 11, 12 years old. Pretty girl, statuesque. They're like, let me be a model. So my mom was taking her to a modeling agency here in town. And what just so happened, there was a comic shop next to it.
Hey.
And so we were driving all halfway across town. And I didn't want to sit there, you know, I'm like 7. I don't care about girls. Models, ew, yuck. So I was like, here's some money. Go next door. Look at some comics. And I didn't have any comics at that point. And that's when I discovered the joy and magic that is X-Men and Captain America and, you know, the letters of the editor and Marvel. And you know, that's when I discovered Stan Lee and Excelsior and True Believer. That's when I got indoctrinated into the world of Marvel Comics, where I was like, to this day, make mine Marvel. So with that little segue, we move on to, it was a brand new trailer. We love trailers. Released for Tatiana Maslany's new Disney Plus series, She-Hulk.
Attorney at Law.
Yes! Well, that's what she is in the comic book. She is.
Yes.
She is an attorney for superheroes and sometimes supervillains who get themselves in a big mass of trouble. This is kind of something I've been hoping and looking forward to, that I would hope the MCU would cover more of, like the after effects of like all these battles and this combat.
Right, and they destroy the cities and like what happens to them. And
what happens, like, oh yeah, you know what? The Hulk threw my car 3 football fields into a building. How's my insurance going to pay that? Is he going to pay that? Right. Who's responsible for this? Like,
who do I sue for that?
Yeah, is this an act of God? I mean, do I have to have a special clause in my insurance contract? What's up?
Right.
You know?
Is there a box I can check for superhero?
Yeah, right. You're like, yeah. So Captain America, he threw the shield and it cut my car in half. Tony Stark's dad made the shield. Do I sue Tony Stark, the Stark Industries? I mean, Captain America's only like a captain in the U.S. Army. I mean, he's not like got any money. I mean,
right.
Yeah, like your insurance. Could you imagine having to deal with your insurance agency? Sir, what happened? Yeah, it's a car. It's insured. It's fully covered. Was it an accident?
You could say that.
What happened? Okay. All right, so remember the New York with the aliens and the thing when they came and there was that big space worm and then it was like, you know, and I had my car parked on like a main avenue and then like the Avengers were there, right? And they were fighting. Okay, so your car was parked, the Avengers are fighting. Yeah, and then Hulk punched the worm deal guy and it died and then it landed on my car. So I need to get paid out so I get a new car.
I need a new car.
Yeah, the insurance is like, oh, sir, do you have the superhero alien coverage, alien invasion coverage? No, I didn't know I needed that. Oh, yeah, we're sorry, sir. If you don't have that clause, we can't pay you out. Like, how do I know? I didn't know there were even aliens until that point. How am I going to know I need alien coverage? You didn't even offer it then. Oh, well, it's a retroactive policy, sir. And we were calling all our members to allow them to be access to this policy. And you declined, sir. What? When? Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
It's hard enough fighting with your insurance company now.
Right.
But so we got She-Hulk coming up. And she's going to be attorney at law, defending people from, I imagine, lawsuits and other governments and people wanting to get after them for basically being a vigilante. Because these superheroes, unless you're sanctioned, like you're an Avenger and you're sanctioned by the government, you know, like you're Spider-Man, you're just kind of solo doing your own thing, or you're Daredevil.
Right.
You open yourself up to litigation. And we know people are litigious, and She-Hulk is here to protect you. you know, in the courts and on them streets, because she looks swole. She looked good, swole.
She looked good.
Yeah, Tatiana, I know I don't mean to get like kind of brown chicken brown cow on you folks. But a lot of guys are into She-Hulk because, you know, girl, hot chick gets angry, transforms, rips out of her clothes, and that's kind of a thing for some guys. There'd be a lot of dudes. There's gonna be a lot. I can imagine if they could measure, calculate the amount of specific, like the time that show's on, how the use of lotion rises exponentially during that like 45 minutes. Gonna be some dudes waiting for that show. I'm just saying. It's gonna be a great show. I mean, it's gonna be fantastic. And Tatiana Maslany is a fantastic actress. She was great in
Orphan Black.
Orphan Black. She played so many different people, and she did them all amazingly well.
Very well.
And this trailer showed off a lot better CGI, and it showed off a lot more of the tone of the show. It even showed her breaking the fourth wall and giving her cousin Bruce a lot of headaches.
Yeah.
Because he's just like, I'm the Hulk. I'm badass. I'm going to show you how to do this. And she's just like, yeah, now. Okay, cool. Yeah,
I got
it. Is that it? I got it. We're good. Are we done? And he's like, well, I had more to show you. Like, and it's like, yeah. So, and of course, you know, She-Hulk, traditionally, she's not been ashamed of, you know, her looks or what she can do or the fact that she's a sexual creature, and she's not ashamed to show that off. And I hope they dive into that, because I'm like,
that little like flash scene of her with somebody.
Yeah. He's like, she's like, oh yeah, you want to get out of here? And he's like, I get the check. And like, she's carrying him to the bedroom, and he's just like, yeah. Okay, yeah, this is it. This is it right here. And I'm sure there are a lot of guys like, yes.
Yes, no,
I wanted that until just now. But
until just this second, yes.
They're trying to go out there and find themselves a powerlifting woman to carry them into the bedroom. Yeah, it looks great. And I hope it pays off, because the trailer looks fantastic.
So, did you see at the end, there was a little cameo?
Yeah, well, I didn't, what? Oh no, please remind me. I don't think I missed that part.
Right at the end, there was a little cameo of, I believe it was Daredevil.
Oh yeah, Matt Murdock. Well, yeah, he is an attorney also, and I'm sure that there's going to be a point in the courtroom where she faces off against Matt Murdock.
Yeah.
Finds out that he's Daredevil. That's the thing. Matt Murdock, I think Kevin Feige has poised Daredevil to be like a linchpin, kind of like throughout MCU, like, you know, starting with this phase four, starting with, you know, Spider-Man.
And No Way Home.
No Way Home. And then going through, they're, you know, all of phase five, he's going to have his own 18 episode show. Like the Daredevil gets 18 episodes. That's crazy.
Right.
So they've got big plans for him, and he's going to appear in She-Hulk. And then he's got, you know, who knows where else he's going to pop up. So
right. He's going to be the little Easter egg through all his phase four. Watch that happen.
Hey, it's possible. So then we get plenty of looks, finally, at the return of Tim Roth as the Abomination. Where she has to apparently represent him in court.
Yes.
And she's like, I kind of have a conflict. He tried to kill my cousin Bruce. Right. They're like, sorry. So, looking forward to She-Hulk. That's going to be legit.
It looks really good. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot to mention that. Another person who is going to be returning, MODOK, leader of the Rogue Science Organization AIM, will also be in Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania.
Oh, and speaking of Ant-Man, they've also confirmed that Bill Murray is also going to be in there in a villainous role.
Oh, Bill Murray is a villain.
Yes, but they haven't confirmed what kind of villain or who he's going to play specifically. But they said that
Bill Murray and villain.
Yeah. But I can't wait to see that. That's going to be exciting.
Yes. And of course we have more information about phase five coming up in phase six. was it? Now we're all about the MCU Phase 6, named officially now as the Multiverse Saga. The next chapter of the MCU will include the new Fantastic Four movie.
Yes.
Talk about Phase 6 now, folks. This is how far out in advance they plan this shit. So, Fantastic Four movie, and not one, but two Avengers films.
Yay!
I know, right? Finally, we've got Kang Dynasty releasing May 2nd, 2025. Okay, nerds, don't keel over dead, all right? The MCU is going to continue on in perpetuity until the heat death of the universe. So just live as long as you can so you don't miss anything, all right?
Right.
And then after Kang Dynasty.
Stay cool till then.
Yeah, stay cool till then. Be cool. Be cool till then. After Kang Dynasty and the ominously named Secret Wars, a major event for Marvel's comics that reshaped the entire multiverse, releasing November 7th, 2025, according to Kevin Feige, is the new Avengers movie. It won't be directed by the Russos, but
it'll
still be awesome. Let's see, what was it called? Oh my God,
I lost it. It's the Secret Wars.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I skipped over the title. I was so excited. Yeah. The honestly named Secret Wars. Secret Wars, the event that changed the shape of the multiverse. Basically, a bunch of heroes from different, you know, multiverses of the Marvel universe all came together, you know, into the 616 universe, and they all fought against each other. And it was just like, you know, if you ever wondered, like, this hero versus this hero, this villain versus this villain, whatever else, everybody and their mama all in the ring, dropping elbows and, you know, nuclear weapons and just, oh, they're going to go ham on this shit.
Yes, they are.
And we only have to wait till November 7th, 2025.
Mm-hmm.
That's only a short 3 years away, people.
Yep.
Ah! I'm dying over here.
3 years and like 3 months. So
it's nothing. It's nothing.
It'll be here before you know it.
Yeah. You be. Time will fly and you'll be so into the other Marvel stuff and the Star Wars Disney Plus stuff that's coming on the pipeline, which is also going to be excessive. We didn't even cover that. I'm sure that's going to, that was a whole different thing. And I can't even imagine. You know what? This is the geek golden age. This is the best time to be alive and be a geek right now. Like,
agreed.
It's wondrous, because they also did show off Star Trek Picard season 3.
Oh my gosh.
They had a Comic-Con teaser.
I reunites
the bridge crew from the Next Generation. And I saw the character photos and the teaser trailer and the posters. I didn't see the teaser trailer. I'm going to watch that later. But it showed obviously Picard, showed Dr. Crusher,
showed Riker,
it showed
LaForge.
Excited was Worf, old man Worf, and Geordi were still in like Starfleet uniforms. And I'm like, I saw the pips on Worf's uniform. I was like, he's a captain. Captain Worf, fucking yes, Captain LaForge. He better at least be a captain or a rear admiral or whatever. And they better be in charge of some badass ships. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait. I'm loving this.
Ooh. And they also showed Seven in a Star Trek uniform.
Yes.
Which also is an interesting little.
Well, because at the end of Picard season 2, he's like, you know what? We did you wrong by not allowing you to join Starfleet. You know what? You're commissioned. You're in Starfleet. And it's like,
yeah.
When Admiral Picard says you're in Starfleet now, you're an officer. What do you can't say no.
You can't say no to that.
Jean-Luc Picard just saved the universe again for the 12th time.
12th time, right?
Yeah, whatever he says goes. Give her some pips. Make her in charge of some shit. So yeah, hell yeah, yeah.
I am super excited.
You're a Trekkie, and I've become a Trekkie over the years. You know, started with Next Generation and moving on to Deep Space Nine and just, you know, I wasn't as excited about Discovery's hit and miss, and Picard is kind of like, but Strange New Worlds is really hit.
It's so good.
It's so fantastic. Anson Mount is Captain Pike. Man.
Yeah.
He's a dude. He's a man's man. His hair is on point.
Oh, he's got
every
the,
episode.
He's got the coif going on. He's got the little pompadour.
That pompadour, that bouffant, that just perfectly coiffed head of hair. You're just like, his hair probably could make command orders and people will be like, aye, aye, sir.
Yeah, right.
It's a great show. And the way they've set it up where they, you know, they're introducing, you know, Captain Kirk for season mm-hmm. two. And I'm interested to see where it goes.
Oh, yes. I can't wait.
I know, right? It's legit. Oh, this makes me why makes me. This is why I wish I could go to San Diego Comic-Con just once in my life. Like, but like go not as like one of the dregs of the, you know, the human dirty masses who have to sit outside and wait for access to Hall H, or you know,
imagine the line to Hall H.
Oh my God, you're sitting out there waiting for a day or more. Just
I mean, I'm
in.
Sure people camp out like 2 days in advance for Hall H for Saturday.
I know they're sweaty, stanky, peeing in bottles, whatever. Please hold my place in line. No cuts. No holding right. line. You get out of line. You can't get in. You know, I don't know. I've never been. I don't know the rules. But I was like, just to go once, but like as media, or just to get access, to be able to walk around without being assholes to elbows with like the thousands and thousands and thousands of people.
Like 120,000 people.
That's insane. That is insane. That is, I can't imagine. I think the largest convention I went to, I think we went to one, it was like 60,000.
Yeah.
Or something. And it was,
I think Dragon Con is about 80,000.
Yeah. And I've never been to that one either. I would love to go to that one too, but one of these days, maybe we'll see, hopefully. But that's what the internet's for, right?
Yeah.
You can't be there. You can at least experience the news and see the footage for trailers and the news and things that they drop, little nuggets and tidbits that get released. And what makes me sad though is that they had an Ant-Man and Quantumania trailer that was for the convention only.
I know.
And I'm like, well, why do you do that? Why do you do that? I feel like it's your gatekeeping, and you're just keeping a section of the nerdery who obviously either can't afford to go, you know, or they didn't have room in their schedule, or for whatever reason they can't make it to a convention. And then you're going to show something only for the convention goers. And then it's like, ha ha, you couldn't be here. You can't see it.
Yeah.
But because it's going to get released and get out anyway. So you might as well just say, hey, you know what? We're showing it at the convention. And then like a few hours later, you put it on the internet. Let everyone else see it.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree.
That's just me.
Got to share it. Got to let the world love on it too.
Yeah. Bring the world in. Let everyone join in.
But, yep.
Well, on that note, that's all the news we have for San Diego Comic-Con, which is fantastic. Big news.
Lots of stuff.
Lots of stuff for you guys to chew on.
So makes my head hurt a little bit.
A little bit, right? My head is spinning. I'm going to go done here. I'm going to watch more trailers and, you know, dream about things that are coming down the pipeline. But we want to thank you guys for tuning in to us and listening.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for filling in. You know, a little bit busy with house moving stuff. And
yeah.
He was feeling under the weather. So she found a capable fill-in with deadlifts. So thank you for doing that for us. And thank you, fans and audience, for tuning in. We appreciate you guys. We love you. And we'll see you next time. So say goodbye, Courtney.
Goodbye, guys.
And as always, don't forget your pillow.
Everyone these days could use a little support, and your friends at the ESO Network are no different with the ESO Network Patreon. The cool thing is when you help support us, it's you who will benefit. With 4 tiers starting for as little as 25 cents a week, you can listen to some of your favorite network podcasts early, hear exclusive content, maybe get some ESO swag, or even possibly take a shot at the geek seat. All you need to do is sign up at patreon.com/ESO Network.
You've been listening to the Blurred Nerds Podcast, a member of the ESO Network. Join in on the nerd fun by following the Blurred Nerds on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also check out our sister channel, GVTV, on YouTube at Geek Ventures Television. Have comments or show ideas? Want to hear more? Subscribe today, join us on our social media channels, or send us an email to theblurrednerds@gmail.com.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping for the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.